Isaac, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Vahe, for having me at the SBS studio. What I have to say later on is something that everyone is thinking and probably wanting to do to help societies.
Isaac, could you tell us about yourself, your interests and your hobbies?
Well, from a very young age, I have been involved with a lot of sports, soccer, footy, just basic following and playing. But my passion is ultra-distance running, which involves 50 kilometres plus on the road by foot.
So what motivates you to run?
Well, when I run, I sort of like get something out of it. It's like fitness and so forth. It's very heavy on the legs, but it's quite enjoyable, especially around the countryside, just to sort of like, you know, get away from the city life and help the community as much as possible, which is something that I am very interested in doing and have been for the last 20 years.
How often do you train?
Well, of late, it's just like when there's an event coming, I try to save as much energy as possible. It's not about trying to get myself at peak fitness, because it's not a race. It's basically a charity.
You prepare for a marathon just physically, or you should be ready mentally as well?
Physically, physically is very important. You don't want to cop cramps through the run. I have done many of them during summer even, and that is quite dangerous. It's hard to explain. It's professional running is all about getting the job done in the least amount of time. Charity running is staying on the road as long as possible, but not overdo it, obviously, to try to get the message across to a wider range of community.
Are there times when you push and challenge yourself to finish the race?
I've had that on many occasions. But like I said, 20 years ago, my legs were younger. But here in my heart's always going to be the same. My body is still able to do those long runs, but it's just going to take a bit more extra time and a bit more effort to do them.
So when you started doing charity runs?
I've started doing charity runs when I was 23 years of age, but I just want to go back a little further than that. And the reason why I decided to do running and how it benefited me and most of the community in the end. See, when I was younger, when I was 2 years of age, I was in the Royal Children's Hospital with a condition called hydrocephalus, and that is a buildage of water in the head, and it requires a shunt from the head to the stomach, and that releases the water from the head. Now, I was quite fortunate. There are many other people that aren't so fortunate, and it could obviously lead to long-term health issues for them, and so I feel very much blessed on my part that the doctors did whatever they could for me and managed to save me. And in return, I will be showing, and I've shown the community, and I've acknowledged the fact that the hospital did help me in the past. So what I have to say now is through my running, basically when I was 23 years of age, I did a Sydney to Marathon run for the Good Friday Appeal to say thank you to the hospital that saved me. And from that, the Greek community raised $34,000. All of it went to the hospital via check. And that was something very, very close to my heart. You know, that was the motivation. There are a lot of people out there with the same condition, like I said, and they are not so fortunate that the way I was. So that led me to do something else for another lady that's come to me. She actually saw what I did in the past run. She had ovarian cancer. And the sister came up to me and said to me, Isaac, my sister is dying of ovarian cancer. And she goes to the sister, I wish Isaac could run for me and for the cause. So she came up to me, she goes to me, Isaac, can you do this run for my sister? It doesn't have to be a long run. So I go to her, where's her favourite place? What was her favourite place? Where did she like to go and relax to get away from what she had and so forth? She goes to me, Brisbane, basically Noosa. So I said, oh, how are we going to do this now? It's basically a Brisbane to Melbourne run for the Mercy Hospital for Women and the Austin Research Institute that were looking after the inside things, like getting the, so to speak, the research part of things. So 23 days and pretty much 1,800 kilometres later, I ended up finishing the run in 35 degree heats on consecutive days. But I had the health implications, mind you. I had a lot of blisters. I had a lot of internal bleeding. I was bleeding. So it was worth it in some ways. But again, it's a health risk, this running.
Isaac, have you done any charity runs overseas, outside Australia?
Back in 1998, I ended up going to Greece, not for a holiday. Again, it was for a charity. Going to Greece, it's a different environment. It's like not many people know what you've done here in Australia. So I had to sort of like start all over again, even though I had a couple of people sort of like talk on my behalf. But funny enough, as serious as the message was to help kids all over the world, in Greece or in Australia or wherever, we all feel the same. Our pain is one. We all like to help our own kids, regardless of whether it's in Greece or Australia or in Armenia or in Assyria or Syria. So it involved me doing a Thessaloniki to Athens run over 4 days and back, another 4 days. But it wasn't taken in as good as I hoped, so I decided to do an extra run from Thessaloniki to Florina. And that generated a little bit more interest, only because, again, I ended up in hospital 30 kilometres from my destination. And so the people did see the effort put in and managed to raise, I think it was $30,000 Australian money, which was distributed to 4 hospitals, but two in Athens and two in Thessaloniki. Coming back, I took 18 years off. So basically, they said that my kidneys were fried, don't run in summer anymore because it's a health concern. But my love for young kids in terms of their health has not changed. So here we are in today's 2017, and I'm prepared to do a run.
Yeah, about your latest run at the end of July. Tell us about your project to run from Wollongong to Fairfield in Sydney.
Okay, as we all know, the last 7-8 years, things have not been so great in Syria and in Iraq. No need to mention people's names and what's been going on. It's just tragic. I think it's worldwide news. So I decided to do this run for the Assyrian community. They have struggled, and Assyrian, mind you, because they're all in the same boat, Raqqa and Mosul. Mosul is where most of the Assyrian community are or have been. So, yeah, it's like this will come from my heart, 90-plus kilometres from Wollongong to the Assyrian church in Sydney, Sydney's Fairfield, St. Hunmiz. And the interest behind this is grown by the minute in Sydney. And I'm hoping that in Melbourne people get behind it, especially the Armenian community, because we are all one. We have struggled. We had our struggles in the past, as you all know. So running 90-plus kilometres, all I'll be thinking is about the people from Mosul that have been persecuted for their religion, the Syrian community in Raqqa, the same. Humanitarian effort. This is a humanitarian effort. And through a Syro organisation, we're hoping to be raising a considerable amount to help those that have just now, since they say that Mosul has been liberated, they're coming out of their hiding. And a lot of babies have been in malnutritioned, so to speak, and so parents as well. It's just tragic images that I have seen, and I felt like I needed to do something with the Pontian community. And by the way, the Pontian Federation of Australia is behind this 100% with me. We have the escorted drivers. We have a sponsor that's come forward for me to help me out with this humanitarian effort. So, and it's also good to know that the politicians, the mayors here in Melbourne, Mayor Robert Doyle, sort of like he's behind this as well. He's very touched by my recent efforts to run. The mayor of Wollongong, Gordon Bradbury, he's also involved and is going to be at the very beginning to sort of like promote the run and to also inform our humanitarian efforts. In Fairfield, Sydney, Frank Carbone, who is the mayor there, he said he was going to be involved, the church will be involved, the community will be involved. I'm hoping that the Armenian community comes down and supports this event as well to show our love towards the Assyrian community, because they are hurting. It's, the youth organisation, which I've been closely monitoring and have also been part of their charity events. So basically they have the Assyrian walkathon every year at their churches, both in Kulleru or in Reservoir. the St. George's Reservoir Church. And in Sydney, it's the St. Hermes where they do their walk there. And all over the world, basically, they do whatever they can to help the Assyria organization, to help their own people. I think it would be a lovely touch for all of us to get involved. Yes, I'm doing the running, but there's a lot of other people that will be doing sort of like the talking, why I am actually doing this as well to the Australian public. So like I said, those three mayors will be putting something through their Twitter account and hopefully get the message out to the Australian community. And with that sort of interest, hopefully we can go somewhere and do something and start getting involved with each other's events to help each other. Just earlier in the year, I went to the Sydney Armenian March, which I managed to get in touch with Arin Markaryan, who was part of the Armenian National Committee. And as soon as I saw him, we got on really well, because as we are Facebook friends, he really took in the fact that I came to support the Armenian community. That's a show of solidarity. I wanted to do that to help the Armenian community. So yeah, slowly but surely, I want the youth to start engaging with each other's activities. That's the whole aim. And start really pushing the message of whatever message they want to push. Like I said, this has been going on for a year and a bit now. I'm constantly thinking about it, trying to get things organized. I've got people now sort of like helping in Sydney doing that. A special mention to a guy in Sydney. His name is Milan Maksimovic. He's sort of like, his wife is Assyrian and he's Serbian. The interest that he shows generates a lot of talk over there, and I'm pretty sure he'll do a good job trying to rally everyone in the Sydney side of community. I'm sure the Armenians here are going to be doing the same, as we are sort of like all in the same boat. Like I said, I'm doing the running, but I'm not really alone, am I? It's like I want everyone to be a part of it.
Isaac, how the charity run works? How do you collect, you know, funds for a certain charity?
Okay, so each charity, it comes from their organization. So the Armenian National Committee has their own charity that they want to do. So last season, I'll just give you an example. Artsakh Strong, I think it was called.
Artsakh.
And through telethon, it was like a telethon, basically in Sydney. Mm-hmm. As they set it up, we donate through the card, through to their designated charity. So Assyria has got a standard charity, which every Assyrian donates through that.
So there is a telephone number people can ring and donate?
There will be an official Assyria number where people will be able to donate through their card, and it only goes by through card, no money collection at all through the run. It's all done by card and through there. So once I get that information to hand, then later on, closer to the date of the run, I will inform you again from Sydney. So basically, this is a humanitarian effort. Like I said, please take into consideration what they have gone through. I don't like to speak on their behalf because I don't know how they're really feeling. It's just one of those heartbreaking things.
Isaac, thank you for your time and the interview, and wish you good luck for the charity run.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me here. I wanted to get it out to the Armenian community.